Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 140. My goodness, we're already up to episode 140. Now we're going to start off, we've got a lot of news today. We're going to start off with some news on the 2018 Krampus Ball in Worcester, Massachusetts. Hosted by the Krampus Society of New England, the annual Krampus Ball grows every year. Once again, we'll be taking donations for the USMC Toys for Tots program and the Fall River Humane Society and Faxon Animal Shelters on Durfee Street in Fall River. The event will happen during O'Neill FX Studios' annual Yuletime Wizard Market and Yule Ball. The Wizard Market happens December 8th and goes from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. and is a Harry Potter-themed market with over three dozen vendors, wizard classes, butter beer on tap, and entertainment. People in full Krampus costume can get into the market for free. Non-Krampi? Get in for just $10 for adults and only $5 for kids. From 7 to 10 p.m., we have an all-ages Harry Potter-themed Yule Ball with DJs, dancing, a cash bar, and Harry Potter fun. The Krampus Ball will have an exclusive area on the fourth floor mezzanine just for them, and they can enjoy the rest of the event from there. Tickets for the ball are $20 per person for any age. For more information about the event, please visit Facebook.com/KrampusNewEngland or NewWizardSchool.com. I have a little haunt news from Kim's Crypt Haunted Attraction in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Kim's Cryptmas is coming to Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania by popular demand for one weekend only, December 14th through the 16th. We open the House of Eyes and deck the halls with bloody dollies. Tis the season to be scary. This is an all-age event and is full-on scary like the Halloween season. Tickets are going on sale soon. Visit kimscrypt.com, that's crypt with a K, for more information. We have this news from Krampus Los Angeles. For our sixth year, Krampus Los Angeles, in cooperation with the Downtown Art Walk, is pleased to bring an authentic European-style Krampuslauf to the city of Los Angeles on December 13th. More of an interactive ruckus than orderly parade, this free event takes place on a closed-off block of Winston between Maine and Los Angeles, where dozens of Krampuses, or Krampi, will pursue those deserving the switch. While naughty hipsters can expect playful yet much-deserved swattings, children and more timid grown-ups will be protected by the benevolent St. Nicholas, overseeing festivities from a genuine 19th-century steam car. At 9 p.m., as the last photos are snapped and switch smacks dispensed, we invite you to head over for a free after-party at the appropriately named and somewhat underground nightclub, The Lash, situated behind the parade route. Have a drink, rub elbows with any horned parade devils who stagger in from the parade, and enjoy a bit of song with Hammerstein Music Barvaria, fronted by Bavarian-born Andreas Beckett, and offering everything from boot-stomping polkas to tears-in-your-beer ballads of Liebe Gone Wrong. It's free for those 21 and over with ID. More information at KrampusLosAngeles.com. We have this news from the Haunted Angeles House in Indianapolis. Haunted Angeles will be having its first ever Christmas-themed haunted house on December 14th and 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. The haunt will only be on the inside due to weather, but this is good for you because the price is only $15. You will encounter Santa's jolly elves, although they aren't that jolly anymore after what he did to them. There will be an optional touch available. Get more information at facebook.com/hauntedangelushouseindy. There's a little news from the Haunted Hales Bar Dam in Guild, Tennessee. On December 15th, there will be a special Christmas ghost haunt at the Haunted Hales Bar Dam in Guild, Tennessee. It's $30 a person. You must be 18 and older. Bring cash at the door, please. Bring a new with tag stuffed animal and get $10 off of admission. We'll be delivering to Erlanger's Children's Hospital. Special guest investigators include Miranda Young, creator and star of Ghost Biker Explorations, Josh Naiman, co-producer and director of Ghost Biker Explorations, Bigfoot Bob of the Spectral Wolf Pack, and Joe Vitale, producer of JV Productions and paranormal investigator. Get more information by going to facebook.com/thehauntedhalesbardam or by calling 423-316-8673. Staying in Tennessee, we've got some news from Nashville Nightmare in Nashville, Tennessee. December 8th and 15th only, Krampus, a haunted Christmas is coming. Jack Frost is returning to Nashville's Nightmare's Haunted House for Krampus, a Haunted Christmas. It's a completely unique holiday event. This demonic beast of Christmas is always looking for kids to snatch up in his sack. He may dress like Santa, but he never comes with presents. Experience the next chapter, Jack Frost, a creature as cold as ice. Krampus unleashes Jack Frost to join him in spreading Christmas fear. The classic trickster is here to freeze the warm Christmas haunts of all the little boys and girls. Naughty or nice, they will all succumb to his ice. Get your photo taken with Krampus, the demonic beast of Christmas. Get up close and personal with his sharp teeth and horns that tower in height. Just be careful not to get too close to his sack. And there's more surprises. For only two nights, December 8th from 7 to 11 p.m., December 15th from 7 to 11 p.m., more information and tickets available at KrampusHauntedChristmas.com/Nashville. We have this news from Moxley Manor Haunted House in Bedford, Texas. Moxley Manor Haunted House will be open for our 9th annual Night Scare Before Christmas Haunted House. This December, Moxley Manor is overrun by evil elves and the legend of the Krampus. Join us for this one-night event only. Bring a friend, but you might leave alone. Happening on December 15th, get more information at facebook.com/nightscarebeforechristmas. We're staying in Texas again for news from the Denton Krampus Collective in Denton, Texas. One reason for the Yuletide season is a Christmas monster who punishes the naughty and wicked, and some of us like it. In the Alpine regions of Europe, St. Nicholas Day on December 6th is always preceded by an event for Krampus, the Christmas demon, to pass judgment upon the naughty list in an evening of revelry. Join the Denton Krampus Collective on December 5th for their first ever Krampus Nacht. Scheduled at 8 p.m., Krampus Loft Parade around the dark back alleys of the historic downtown Denton Square, if the city permit clears. All costumes are welcome for the parade, but especially those on theme, with a panel of judges bestowing the Clifton Award for Best Costume. Come get your picture taken with Krampus and participating members of the Krampus Society after the parade in Beer Alley next to the Bearded Monk as we enjoy holiday spirits like Noble Ray Brewing Company's Barampus and Krampus Nunk Shenanigans. Get more information at facebook.com/WeDentonDoIt. That sounds like fun. We have some more Krampus news, this time from a charity event coming to Detroit. You better watch out. On Friday, December 7th, Krampus is coming to the Tangent Gallery, 715 East Milwaukee in Detroit, with his 8th annual festive charity event, Krampus Night, a holiday-ish charity extravaganza, featuring Chris Mahana Kwanzaa, variety show spectacular, barely rehearsed skits, bad lip-syncing, and unfortunately more. The Wreck the Halls exhibition, not-so-holiday film shorts, crafts, and decorations. The Naughty List Bazaar, cramp-tastic local art gifts for the naughty on your list. A bad gingerbread house competition. This ain't your mama's bake-off. A fugly holiday sweater contest. Show off your fugliest sweater catastrophes for prizes. A not-so-silent fine art charity auction. Bid loudly against your friends on donated damned art. And a visit by the big guy himself, no, not him, Krampus, with charity photo ops. Also some yummy hot food, a full boozy bar, swanky holiday lounge music, and demented decor by the Krampus Recrafting Anti-Decoration Party. And most important, Krampus Night is a toy and canned food drive for needy kids and the homeless. Bring in some new toys or cans of food and get in on the cheap and some good feels. All toy donations are taken directly to a Toys for Tots center to benefit less fortunate children during the holidays, and all canned donations go to Burners Without Borders Detroit to help feed the homeless. Get more information at KrampusNightDetroit.com. Shockingly enough, we have some more Krampus news, this time from Krampus Nacht in Market Square in Pittsburgh. On December 5th, come one, come all to celebrate this ancient European holiday. Enjoy the restaurants, performers, and holiday shops with the whole family on this night of old world festivities and magical surprises. Krampus will arrive at 7 p.m. Don't miss him. Be at the main stage at Market Square at 7 p.m. sharp to see the Krampus. Get your picture taken on his lap. Live music with the Krampus band Slayer at 7:30. You can get more information about them, facebook.com/SlayerKrampusBand. That's Slay as in Santa Slay, Krampus Band. Hope to see everyone there. We have a little news from Folklore Haunted House in Acworth, Georgia. Spread some holiday fear this December when Christmas Nightmares returns to Folklore Haunted House December 8th, 14th, and 15th. Featuring new characters and other surprises, it's an event you won't want to miss. Admission is only $10 and an unopened toy to donate to Toys for Tots, or $15 without a toy. Tickets available at the box office only. More information at facebook.com/folklorehauntedhouse. We have this news from the Factory of Terror in Canton, Ohio. Here comes Santa Claus and Krampus, Bumble, the Grinch, and all sorts of other crazy creatures, with a scary twist, of course. The world-famous Factory of Terror in Canton, Ohio, is proud to present A Creepy Christmas, for two nights only, December 7th and 8th, from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy three Halloween-style attractions, 1300 Lost Souls, Industrial Nightmares, and Massacre on Mahoning, all filled with creepy holiday monsters and our brand new Winter Wonderland attraction. Get your souvenir photo with one of our holiday characters, as well as many other self-serve photo ops. Then, before you check out our brand new Christmas merchandise at our merch stand, duke it out with friends and foes in a snowball fight. Tickets are limited and on sale now, so get yours today at creepychristmas.fearticket.com or more information at facebook.com/FOTOhio. We have some news from Hacker House Haunted Attraction in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Krampus is coming. Who's been naughty? Find out December 7th and 8th from 8 to 10 p.m. Admission is only $10 and proceeds will benefit the Foothills Food Pantry. It's a scream before the holidays. Get more information at hackerhouse.com or facebook.com/thehackerhouse. And finally, we have this news from the Hallowed Grounds Mill in Hildebrand, North Carolina. Hallowed Grounds Mill brings back its original Christmas-themed haunt, Merry Krampus. One of the longest-running Christmas haunts, Hallowed Grounds Mill was the first haunt in North Carolina to put on a Christmas event, and also a full Toys for Tots donation drop-off. Bring in an unopened toy for Toys for Tots and get a discounted ticket. The power has been shut off, and the mill has been silent for a month. But now Dr. Gray and his followers are getting ready for Krampus and a few special invited guests, only for the Christmas season. Krampus has brung his special elves to help punish the naughty men and women. The mill has been decorated fully for Christmas for Krampus. Dr. Gray found a few Santas to join his following. Those creepy mall Santas that gave you the chills when they walked by? Come out and see Santa. We will also be offering our original extreme tour of the mill for Merry Krampus. Just ask for it at the ticket window. We will be collecting toy donations for Toys for Tots. Last year we collected over 100 toys to donate. Located at 510 U.S. Highway 70 East in Hildebrand, North Carolina. Get more information at facebook.com/hallowedgrounds. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is the holiday season, and you know what that means. All sorts of gift-giving things and all sorts of food. Who doesn't love to give gifts? Who doesn't love to receive gifts? And who doesn't love food? Why not combine the best of both worlds? Because if you're a haunter, you may know about this. If you don't, listen carefully. If you like hot sauce, one of our very own makes some of the absolute best in the business. Got a clue who it is? Well, if you don't, it's Victor the Undertaker Ives and his Halloween hot sauce. And he has some special things coming down the pike for the holidays. Victor, you're down in Ackworth, Georgia, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm down here in spooky Ackworth, Georgia on Moonlit Lane, a dead-end cul-de-sac.
Oh, you couldn't ask for any better. I wonder if your address is 1313, but I won't ask you that. That would be too obvious.
Right.
So, Victor, you have been making hot sauce for a number of years. I'm going back thinking at least 8 to 10 years. Because I remember...
Actually, it was 13 years this year.
Oh, congratulations. What a perfect number to have.
Absolutely.
So what made you decide to wake up one day and said, you know, I think I'm going to make some kind of Halloween-based hot sauce?
Well, I've always loved making spicy sauces and spicy foods, and I've always loved Halloween. So one year I had a Halloween party here at the house, and the theme was the Texas Chainsaw Chili Cook-Off.
Ooh.
And, all of the guests brought their own chilies to try. And I judged them as Leatherface, actually, at the time. And I needed a prize to give to the people. And I knew everyone that was invited to the party liked spicy foods and hot sauce. So I created my hot sauces that I make for my own personal consumption. and put on creepy little labels and gave them as gifts for you know, as prizes basically for the best chili, the most, the meatiest. You know, had some interesting categories, and people started to want more of it. The people who won the prizes actually wanted to start ordering it. So I started that way. I started selling it to them, and then I put them in a little coffin for Halloween one year, and popped one up on eBay just to see how it would do, and it sold for about $80. So I thought, well, there's a market for this. People like this, and I'm really happy that I get to do what I love to do, and actually, you know, and it supports itself and a portion of my creepy Halloween addiction.
That's fantastic. Now, you know, a lot of your sauces are, you know, very, very hot. Some of them are mild. Some of them are, you know, different types of flavors. What are your standard hot sauces? I mean, I keep a bevy of about 3 bottles at my house at any one time of your stuff. But what are your basic, your best sellers that you pretty much have on hand at most times?
My original 3 are the Spider Venom, which is a green jalapeno variety. It's a mild sauce, but it has garlic and basil and oregano, and it's a good, I call it a breakfast sauce. That's the one that I put on my breakfast burritos in the morning. that's the mild one. Then I have one called Bloody Bat, which is the cayenne pepper variety. That's a medium heat sauce, and that right now is about 80% sales of those original 3. That's the most popular one. That is a, you know, medium heat cayenne pepper, kind of like a buffalo sauce, you would think, with, you know, with spices and black pepper, and it's a pretty pretty good one that people seem to enjoy the most. Then the 3rd of my original 3 is the Grinning Skull, and that's a habanero sauce. That's a little bit spicier than a lot of people like, but you know, it's pure habanero. It has crushed red pepper flakes so that you get them crunching in your teeth every once in a while. I boil it for a while, so it's a real robust sauce, kind of a thick sauce, again, with garlic, basil, oregano, and onions. I call those the 4 horsemen. Those are the 4 spices that I put in most of my sauces that seem to really really work well together. So those are my original 3. And like I said, Bloody Bat is about 80% of those, the sales of those.
Nice. I have to say, I found a bottle of Grinning Skull that I had apparently misplaced in the back of one of my cabinets about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I opened it up and I dropped a few drops in my chili that I was making, and holy crap, yours does not lose its potency over time. This bottle's probably 3 years old, but man, I had to go for the cold beverage immediately afterwards.
It's always a good plan, but yeah, it's quite the opposite. Instead of losing their potency, they actually can gain the liquids in there, the vinegars, and the liquids actually absorb into the spices, and it can actually get thicker and actually increase in potency. So yeah, you had quite a treat there. And Grinning Skull shines in chilies and casseroles. You just pour that on a big old bowl of macaroni and cheese, and chili would be the thing that I would recommend using Grinning Skull on.
I don't know if shine would be the word I would describe, but but I loved it, and I'm going to have to restock my supply from you pretty soon, because I am out of Bloody Bat, and I am out of Spider Venom and stuff. Now, the last time I saw you was probably 2 years ago in Atlanta, I think at Days of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were talking about a sauce that you had that was, shall we say, endorsed by a member of a fairly popular horror rock band?
Yes, absolutely. That was Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein of Misfits fame. And now, of course, he's touring with his own band. And I do his sauce for him, Doyle's Made in Hell, which is also available on my site. And when he wanted to do a sauce, he searched online and found me. I mean, who better to do the hot sauce for a hulking Frankenstein rock monster than a undead Undertaker selling Halloween themed hot sauces?
Who just happens he just happens to be vegan as well.
Right. So he tried the sauces that I make, and he chose one that he liked the most, which happened to be the Bloody Bat. But he, being a big Italian boy, wanted to add more oregano and more basil to kind of bump up that herbal flavor. So he liked that a lot. And it had to be cruelty-free, and it's vegan, and it's all natural and no preservatives. So that's the sauce that I proudly make for him, Boyle's Made in Hell. Hmm. And that's slightly hotter than the Bloody Bat. It's still a cayenne pepper sauce, but it has additional cayenne pepper powder that's like slow simmered into it, so that it really bumps up the heat a bit.
Interesting. I had no idea Frankenstein was an Italian name, but hey, you learn something every day.
Well, parts of them, I guess, are Italian.
We won't ask which parts.
No, definitely not.
Now, one of the things that I love about your sauces is that you have seasonal sauces, and yet again, for the Christmas season, you have released your very famous Krampus sauce.
Absolutely, yes. It's a real popular one. Again, these are sauces that I want people to be able to buy and enjoy and share and have other people enjoy them. So I don't try to make them super nuclear hot. I'm not trying to make it, you know, impalatable, if that's a word. I want people to enjoy them. So this, again, is a cayenne pepper sauce that most people seem to enjoy. It doesn't have the oregano and basil strengths that the Doyle's does, but it focuses more on kind of the earthy black pepper flavor, which kind of reminds me of a Krampus horned, long-tongued creature, you know, stomping through the underbrush. And that's popular, you know, at holiday parties. You know, what better way to celebrate a holiday party than bringing a horned demon sauce to share with everyone?
I have yet to try that. I might have to place an order with you when we get off the phone here. But let me ask you this. I mean, I've been to some of those big grocery stores. I've been to Jungle Jim's in Cincinnati, and I just see a wall of hot sauces. I have been to hot sauce outlets, and thousands of people make hot sauce. But yet, I keep coming back to yours. What is it that makes yours so distinctive? I mean, you know, obviously the fact you're a haunter is fantastic, and we love to support our own. But right. I haven't seen your products in the store either. Are you only by mail order, or do you sell on, you know, any sites other than your website? Or can we find these in stores around Georgia?
I right now sell just on my site, HalloweenHotSauce.com. You can buy Doyle's Made in Hell on his site, which is OfficialDoyle.com. But for the most part, this is a small cottage kind of a business. Everything is handmade. I mean, I use the commercial kitchen for the sauces. But, I mean, I design the labels. I hand-stain the burial shroud cloth that goes on top of the bottles. You know, everything is hand-done and handmade, and it's a small operation. So I haven't been branching out into stores. I think that's definitely my future. Like I said, I've been doing it for 13 years. It's probably about time, but I really enjoy the intricacies of this business. And, you know, each bottle has the option of coming in a coffin, and I build the coffins in what I affectionately call the mortuary here in my workshop in Ackworth on Moonlit Lane. And what you mentioned about going into the hot sauce stores and seeing a wall of hot sauces, and you try all these different ones and they just don't seem to cut it. That's why I started making hot sauce. I was bored. Nothing seemed to have much flavor. It was just vinegar and salt and heat. That seemed to be the focus on a lot of the hot sauces. Just how hot can we make this? And to me, that's just chemistry.
That's exactly right. I mean, it was all, you know, butt buster and flaming ass and, you know, hell's sauce and, you know, everything just talked about how hot it was. And frankly, to me, they all taste like spicy Texas Pete or something, you know.
Right. Well,
they're all just red and boring, like you said.
Right. So I started out, you know, as a kid with Texas Pete and Louisiana, which is basically peppers, vinegar, and salt. You know, and I'm like, this needs something. It needs some flavor. So I started adding spices. And, you know, at the time I was really into the whole Cajun thing. So I would learn how to make the Cajun, you know, blackening seasonings with the white pepper and black pepper and garlic and paprika and all these wonderful spices. And I started mixing some of those spices into the traditional Texas Pete's and Louisiana sauces and boiling it up and just seeing what I got. And what I got was pretty awful in the beginning. It was too much, too salty, too spicy, too something. But after a while, I finally settled on, you know, the four horsemen, I call it. Like I said, my four spices and the varying, you know, potencies of them. And I still use the fresh peppers, and I still use either apple cider vinegar or rice wine vinegar or even white vinegar and salt. But everything is boiled slowly and simmered, so it's just, you know, bubbling along slowly in this big old pot so that a lot of the vinegar evaporates out, and you're left with, like you discovered again with the grinning skull, you're left with this really thick, flavor-rich, garlicky, spicy sauce that you can almost, like, spread on toast if you wanted to. I've actually spread it, get a bagel and put butter on it and spread bloody bad on it, and you have kind of a buffalo bagel.
I had to poke a hole through it with a pen because it clogs the bottle.
Yeah, it gets, and I should do wide mouth bottles. I used to put those little flow restrictors on top, but I quickly got rid of those.
Not a good idea.
Because it does tend to thicken up a bit, but yeah, it is. It's slow simmered, and to me, it's all about that robust flavor. And depending on your heat tolerance, you either pick the medium heat cayenne or a little bit hotter with the the habanero grinning skull, or if you want to start your morning right, just have a little bit of spider venom in your eggs or on your breakfast burrito, and it's a good little way to start your day.
You gotta love it.
I understand what you're saying about just a wall of sauce, and that's why my labels are toned back too to that 1890s vintage apothecary style, because everything was, you know, flaming anus and donkey ass kicking fire butts and. You know, I think they have a dartboard that has all those words on it, and they throw three darts, and that's how they name your sauces. mine was toned back. I wanted mine to look like something you'd find on the shelf of an old abandoned, mortuary, dusty and vintage. And that's how mine stands out on the shelf, I think.
Now, I'm assuming, too, that because you're making these in small batches, that not every batch gets the exact same ingredients, so it might vary from bottle to bottle.
It used to more than it does now.
Okay.
Back in the day, I was doing it by measuring a half a cup of this, a quarter cup of this. Now it's all done by weight. Because when I got my FDA approvals and my nutritional facts and all of that, they said, well, you can't do a teaspoon of this and a cup of that. You have to say, 10 ounces of this and 3 ounces of that, so they can make either, you know, a thimble full of sauce or a tanker truck full of it, and it's almost identical.
I see.
The consistency is, I try to keep very similar, and then the ingredients and the amounts, I try to keep as consistent as possible.
Now, for the, for the connoisseur of hot sauces, I know that ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers and Scotch bonnets are kind of the big trendy thing right now. Do you have anything with those, or do you have plans to go into anything like a special edition just super hot? I know you don't make it super hot so people can enjoy the flavors, but have you ever decided to just make something so hot it hurt?
Well, yes and yes. I did release a sauce this October, just a real limited run to test it out. It's called Smoky Ghost, which is, kind of a spooky name. The smoke comes from jalapenos that have been smoked, so they're chipotle peppers.
Mm.
And you probably had a chipotle sauce. It's a real fairly mild to medium sauce, and it's real smoky and real tasty. But to that, I spiked it with ghost peppers, smoked ghost peppers. And, I made 13 bottles, and I, new label, and I signed them, and I numbered them, and I made 13 really high-end special edition coffins and auctioned them off, basically to fund the rest of it, and that was very popular. So on my website, very recently, I just sold out of the first 24 bottles made for the general public of Smoky Ghost.
Oh, congrats.
And again, that's a chipotle sauce, with spiked with ghost pepper, so it's not as hot as a traditional ghost pepper sauce would be, but it's a lot hotter than the habanero one, I tell you what. And I love the smoke, and it just, it's really, really addicting. It has a little hint of sweetness, unlike some of my sauces. Minced onion, so it's got those little crunches of onion in there, garlic, crushed red pepper. So the bad news is that it sold out. The good news is It's been so popular that it's funding itself. So very shortly before the holidays, I might have another few dozen bottles available for sale on my site. And I think it's going to be a front runner for 2019.
Oh, fantastic.
The Smoky Ghost, the Undertaker's Smoky Ghost.
Oh, I can't wait can't wait. Now, you just mentioned for the holidays. Now, is there a time limit if somebody wanted to give a coffin filled with sauces as a gift? Do you have a turnaround time for any of this?
I'm working straight through the holidays. Right now, I'm about 5 days behind. So if you ordered and I don't know if we mentioned that all my sauces have the option to come in coffins with moss and maggots, and you can get a single bottle coffin, you can get a three bottle coffin. I'm doing coffin caddies now, the whole three bottles of your choosing. But right now I'm about 5 days, I don't want to say behind. It takes you 5 days to turn around a coffin order. So if you ordered today, it would take me probably 5 days to make and ship the coffin, plus the time it takes to get where it's going. So just figure that into your ordering schedule. And as things progress, maybe I'll speed up a bit. I'm spending an increasing amount of time out here in the mortuary making coffins.
Well, tis the season, so.
Absolutely.
You know, for people wanting more information, they want to maybe give these as stocking stuffers or as a gift. If you own a haunt and you want to maybe reward your haunters with a bottle of hot sauce or something like that, well, that brings up a question. Can you customize labels? Can you create, like, you know, Bob's Haunted House hot sauce for somebody?
I can. I just need plenty of time. I mean, I'm a graphic designer by trade. I can do whatever you want label-wise.
Oh, fantastic.
It's just, it wouldn't happen for this holiday season, but if you're interested in doing it for next year, for 2019, I'm definitely open to that. Like, I did Doyle's Made in Hell. I've done a few custom labels. I do one for the Bloody Jug Band called Coffin Up Blood.
Nice.
Get it? Coffin Up Blood.
I gotcha.
Yeah. You didn't roar with laughter, so I wasn't sure if you quite got that.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, so I've done some custom labels, and I'm happy to discuss that with anyone who's interested.
Okay.
But, my website is HalloweenHotSauce.com. It's open year-round. I'm busy, of course, through October, November, and it makes a great gift for this time of year. That's a kind of a unique gift, and most people who receive it remark about it, and it is kind of memorable. I mean, when was the last time someone gave you food in a coffin? You're going to remember it. That's the site, and like you said, like a severed foot, Halloween hot sauce is a great thing to stuff into your stocking.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, are there social media sites where people can get this information as well? I know it's HalloweenHotSauce.com, but do you have, like, a Facebook, Instagram, where you might post pictures of the progress of your latest concoction?
Well, most of that happens on my Facebook, but it's my personal Facebook, because this hot sauce story is really more about me as a haunter and, you know, doing conventions and parades and making props. So you can look for me on Victor the Undertaker Ives on Facebook. That's where most of my in-progress photos go. But, yeah, I also have a Halloween Hot Sauce Instagram and a Halloween Hot Sauce Twitter. And, so I'm on all of the social media platforms.
Fantastic. Now, when will the Undertaker be making an appearance again? I assume Days of the Dead in Atlanta in late January might be his next appearance?
That's the next one that is scheduled. Yep, that's the next one. There'll be nothing in December. I'll be hiding in the mortuary making coffins for the foreseeable future.
Oh, fantastic.
And, we're looking forward to a big 2019.
And I look forward to seeing all the progress picks. And as I said, I'm going to have to replenish my stock because I'm down to about half a three-year-old bottle of Grinning Skull. And and I don't know if my tongue can take much more of this without a little bit of something milder to counteract it. But folks, you know, it's the Christmas season. Order yourself a few bottles of this Halloween hot sauce for Aunt Bernice's casserole, or, you know, your chilies, your your omelets, whatever you like putting hot sauce on, because if there's one thing we like as haunters, we like food, we like haunters, supporting a local business, supporting a fellow haunter, HalloweenHotSauce.com, Victor the Undertaker Ives, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News, and I certainly want to talk to you about ordering something after we get off here.
Thank you very much. Have a scary Christmas and a frightful New Year.
Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.